Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 25 people were killed and dozens injured in Pakistan's Lahore on Sunday after an explosion ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park where Christians had gone to celebrate Easter, according to officials. The blast came as police in Islamabad clashed with thousands of supporters of Islamist assassin almost a month after he was hanged for killing a provincial governor for alleged blasphemy. At least 25 deaths have been confirmed. However, the nature of the blast is not clear. That's according to Mohammed Usman. He's a top administrative official in Lahore, adding that at least 61 people were injured. Arshad Zia, the head of the Rescue 1122 service, said 26 people had been killed by the blast. Riot police fired water cannon Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for victims of the Brussels attacks as police arrested several suspects in a series of new raids. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouting anti-immigrant slogans moved in on the makeshift memorial at Place de Bourges, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. Under fire, Belgian authorities, meanwhile, detained four terror suspects after carrying out 13 raids. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Sunday, congratulating him on his forces retaking Palmyra, according to the Kremlin. The recapture of the ancient city represents a major victory of the Islamic State group. Those fighters have destroyed many monuments at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. This is VOA News. Prime Minister